Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're live on Blog Talk. 515-605-9327. And again, I would like to thank you all for being loyal Patreon members. And this is not a thing where you can go to your family members and others and claim, well, I told you so, you should have listened. People make their own choices. They're grown. If anything, the Most High is showing you where you stand in prophecy. Christ says there'd be two working in the mill, right? One will still be here and the other will be taken. There'll be two living in the same house. One will be taken and one will remain. So these are people in our households. These are people we work together with who didn't listen. And they've been taken. So it's time for self-preservation at this point. Because eventually these same people will become enemies of those who believe the truth and will be sent to war against the righteous. All due respect. It's not about time to tell somebody you shouldn't have did this and shouldn't have did that. It's time for you to prepare yourself for the inevitable. That this person will become no different than those biters and all that you see in The Walking Dead. And you try to negotiate with them because they look like you, because you once cared for them if you would like. Go look at that series again. And someone is sitting there bugged out of their minds looking at someone who used to be their wife who was bitten yesterday. And because of that care for that person, you seek to embrace that person thinking that that person still exists. And next thing you know, it bites you. But instead of a bite, it's all that affection and I love you. She decided or he decided to do something, and now you're laying with that, and now they have spread it, the mRNA, into you. Now, all praises be to the Most High. I would say this, is there science or herbs that can eventually rid your body of it? Absolutely. Absolutely. But you know what? That's a serious, serious, this is what I'm telling you, folks, work that may take months to rid the body of. Is it possible? Absolutely, it's possible. But it's almost breaking the body down so that it actually builds back according to the Most High. Now, we're all of the vaccines affected by, infected with the disease, of course they couldn't do it that way because many people would have been dying of myocarditis and others, right? And then they would not have been able to hide the fact that it was what? A poison utilized for depopulation. So of course they gave a few placebos with no effects or no drugs in it at all. Of course they gave some saline out there. And hopefully for those out there who did take the vaccine, we know, didn't receive all of the bad stuff, right? But again, whether they received it or not, I must do what? Protect myself from all those who made that choice, whether it's placebo or not, because they should have listened, right? I wanted to show this real quick. One second. Just a little bit of it, and then we'll open up the lines. I wanted to show that because that's where we're going at next week. Where does this go beyond the vaccine? Now that most people on this side, on God's side of things, now that we know that it was all a lie, they know we know, but they don't care because they got the stuff and the people they needed. So how do we navigate through the next phase? And I'm going to use this video next week and on Patreon to show what the next plans are with them and what we are to do according to God. in response to them. All right? Let's open up the lines, 515-605-9327. Brother Andre.
Yes, sir. Shalom, Elder. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed by the Almighty. Shalom, sir.
Yes, sir. It's all praise to the Most High for this lesson, Elder. When it comes to the next steps, right on point with this climate change. I'm not going to spoil it. I know you're going into it next week. I just have two quick things to say. It's interesting that you bring forth these points about resilience and us not being able to control the people around us and the decisions that were made. There was a situation at my job, ironically enough, two situations at my job, the only two points I'm going to make where, like I said, I was one of the only people who didn't get the shot, didn't get the vaccine. I immediately turned in a religious exemption and I turned it down. And of course they threatened our jobs, but nobody lost their job who turned it down. It was only two of us. There's a sister at my job now. I talk to her pretty often. She's been dealing with lupus symptoms off and on since she got her second booster. And by second booster, I mean her fourth shot. You know what I'm saying? Because you know, the first round was a two-shot round. Then she went and got two more boosters. It wasn't enough for her. She had to keep getting boosted up, goodness gracious. But it was interesting because she asked me a question just last week. I think it's finally starting to click. I've shared some things with and she's an older sister. She's in her 50s and 60s. So I try to have respect for my elders. I'm only 28 years old. But I shared some of our videos with her, and it's interesting because something I said to her last week when she asked me a question, she was like, well, how were you so sure that it was going to work out for you? How were you willing to lose everything? And I told her, I said, well, Philippians 3 and 7, Paul says this. He said, what things were gained to me, those I count loss for Christ. I was telling her, you have to be willing to lose everything to gain Christ. Verse 8, he says, yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ, Yeshua my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and I do count them but dung that I may win Christ. And I was telling her, you have to be willing to lose everything to win Christ. And the moment you do, you'll realize that you won't even lose everything. The Most High is faithful in his word. But it's just a situation where, like you said, through fear, through lack of understanding, they get our people yet again, Elder. And it's just evil to witness. Only other point I'll make with the immune system is they slowly chip away at our immune system until the point where diseases that hadn't been a thing for 60 years to 5,000 years are now a thing. There's some reports that I want to send you about leprosy coming back, and I'll yield with that. I have a couple articles that I want to send your way through email.
Thank you. And when you bring the articles, maybe I can bring you in on Zoom, and you can actually present them yourself next week through Zoom. I tested it out Wednesday, and it works right. So next week what I'll do is you can bring those articles side by side with Zoom and present them yourselves. And I want to hear it from your perspective as a professional, okay?
All praises. Yes, sir, Elder. Thank you.
My brother. All right, Shalawam, let me place you on hold.
Bless you.
Shalom. And let me say, Shalawam, I'm going to tell you right now, at the end of the day also, okay, let me make a disclaimer. I'm not a doctor. I don't claim to be one. At the end of the day, each individual have to make a decision with your doctor, if you believe what they're saying, to make sure that your health is tended to in a way that's comfortable for you. I don't want anyone out there to say, well, because the Gathering of Christ Church or Elder Ricard, y'all say, don't do this, I made a choice. Nah. You have full autonomy and power over your temple. Okay? The temple of God is what the Most High have given us, and we only get one of these. So, I'm going to say it again. I'm not going to listen to anything they have to say. That's my choice for my temple. I believe that vaccines are of the devil, and I have the right to do so. That's my religious belief, and therefore the government understood we would have this out here. This is why they've given religion, churches, what? Exemption. So they understand that there's certain things in science that would compromise with our morality as well as our belief system when it comes to, that's right, healthcare and what choices to make for our health. They understood that there will be a fine line between what God wants us to deal with when it comes to healing and what science would say is better for us. And this is why they gave a separation between church and state. And I have the full position after what I've read in the Bible to know that getting a disease shot into any person is anti-God. Okay? That's my stance, and I have the religious right to have that stance. Okay? Why? Because at the end of the day, I have to suffer for my choices. What does that mean? If they're saying that the vaccine is to help people, and I choose not to help myself, I suffer the consequences of that. I will, if that disease is out there and I'm not vaccinated and I die from it, it's because of the choice I made. And I can live with it. I'm not threatening no other people by that choice. Why? Because if they've already been immune through the vaccination, me not getting the vaccination means that they have been immune against me getting sick and giving it to them. So I'm not a threat to anyone who's vaccinated because they're vaccinated, right? So don't let people tell you, oh, these people get vaccinated, they're keeping the disease alive. That don't make any sense. I thought the vaccinated are safe. How could the non-vaccinated be affecting you? See? So I don't play those games. See? If there's a gray area or uncertainty, that's Satan. The Most High tells us that he's not the author of confusion. And if I have to make a decision on whether or not something is right or wrong for me, that's confusion. And I'll side with no while everyone else get experimented on. Okay? At the end of the day, I'm more healthier not listening to them than the people who decided to do it. And if it would have been the reverse, if it would have been they were more healthy opposed to me and then I became sick, I was willing to live with the consequences of it. Okay, but we all know how it turned out. Okay, next call. 816 area code. Thank you, Brother Andre.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, Sister. Your name?
Sister Tamar, Kansas City, Missouri.
How are you? The floor is yours.
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahia.
That's good.
So,
excellent.
I just wanted to say this is a very timely broadcast. Unfortunately, we have two more athletes, I guess, that have appeared in the news this week that have passed way before their time. They're just dropping like flies, look like. Someone had sent me a text yesterday from a young lady, and it was just talking about the amount of, I guess, jabs that today's children have to receive before they're 18 years old. And it says that here in America, children have to receive 73 jabs before they're 18. She says when she was coming up, she only had to receive 24. Her mother received 6 and her grandmother 3. And it says by the time that it says 54% American children have lifelong chronic diseases, whereas when she was coming up, it was only 20%, 12% when her mom was a child, and only looks like only 0.8 when her grandmother was a child. So there is a direct correlation between the jab and these chronic sicknesses. And now it looks like these sudden deaths. You know, it just seems to be sad. And then the other thing I just wanted to touch on was if you had any solutions or would you do a broadcast for those, I guess, to know what options they have after this particular campaign.
Do you think there's answers for those who decided to do it instead of not? Instead of forecast for those who took the stuff.
Right. Because you had said that there is hope for them, but you didn't go into detail about what that would entail.
Oh, yeah.
And so
I said there's hope for them because if you look at our prior broadcasts on Patreon, there's videos up with Truman and others. They were discussing packages that can actually rid the body of all these things. Like, you have to realize there's things like ivermectin and things that can rid the body of any foreign attachment. Right? Like ivermectin goes in and it utterly, and of course, consult your doctor. Anything that's foreign that's attached to the body, ivermectin actually goes in, seek and destroy. Then there's rebuilding the areas that have been affected, be it the body and all that, through the vaccinations, the slow degradation that happens, deterioration that happens without us knowing. So there's past videos with Truman and others in the stockpile of, in the past videos we have here on Patreon that speaks of just that. So go to those where you see Truman Burst and others, and it talks about ridding the body through detoxification and metal. There's a thing that you can go online and, of course, check with your doctor and look up the best natural metal detox to get the metals out of you, because that's a metal. There's a metal component to the disease also. Okay? And it's the metal portion that causes neurological issues. So metal detox, you can look up that yourself, the most natural metal detox. But look at those prior videos and see if there's anything that can help one personally. Now, I'm asking, are you asking for you or someone else? Were you vaccinated?
No. No, sir. I know all of the remedies and things like that. I was just saying it for the benefit of other people that are listening.
Okay, yeah. You know, well, we have those videos on Patreon. You can direct them there. But at the end of the day, if some people didn't listen the first time, they probably wouldn't listen. A lot of people believe that herbs are something new and they should trust the doctors with these chemical pills. A lot of people look at herbs today. They're so detached from nature that they think that herbs are the bad stuff and what the doctors prescribe with all these chemicals and all that is medicine.
Look,
we have athletes and all that reaching out to us anonymously, and we're directing them to the doctors we know about. You know, and no way will we put their names out there publicly. They wish to stay anonymous. But there's a lot of people within the pro athlete field who they're having these conversations. They're seeing a change. They're understanding there's a change in their bodies, and they're afraid that one day they're going to be practicing and fall out like a lot of their peers have been. So this is real.
Yes, sir. And then the last touch on quickly was that was an excellent broadcast you did this past blog, talk about the fires. I wasn't aware that they have literally set the world on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all
over.
They're
speeding it up.
So
they're going to blame it on climate change without telling people that they're causing the fires. They're causing the scarcity of food. They're doing it all, but they're going to have what? They're going to have plausible deniability because they've already seeded in people's mind within the city, climate change. See, this is how they're doing it.
Right.
But really, they're heating up the earth and all this others. Yeah, the earth is heating up. You're burning the earth up.
Right. I say, those direct energy weapons, yeah, I think they can definitely heat things up. But
now go on. I know that there's a little feedback in between. You have the last word. Go on.
Oh, that was it. I just wanted to say just thank you for all that you and Elder Lawyer and the whole team. We just really appreciate you so much and just so grateful to have you as our leaders during these last and evil days. So keep up the good work.
Well, thank you, sister, and all praises be to the Most High. Keep your prayers out there, and hey, let's do this all the way to Zion. Stay firm, sister. All right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right, bless you.
So
all right. Ayendabar. 912 area code. 912 area code. Shalom.
Hello.
Shalom. How are you?
Hello. Oh, I'm great.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. My name is Patricia Burns, and I'm a student in your academy,
Okay.
And
thank
I was
you.
Just calling. You're welcome. And I just, you know, wanted to reiterate what the sister said, that being grateful for what you do, it's just wonderful to have someone who's biblical and knowledgeable of what's going on in the world, because it's really disheartening and disconcerting. And I'm just grateful for the knowledge that I've gained through your broadcast. And I really want to get baptized. And I know you gave the website.
The email address.
Gathering1.
No. You have to send an email to gathering as1. That's the number one. Gathering, not a gathering. Gathering as one. At AOL.com.
Oh, okay, because it kicked back to me. So I was just calling to make sure that I get the correct information. And I just wanted to reach out and just thank you for, you know, everything that you do. I enjoyed all your broadcasts. I've enjoyed the information. I've enjoyed you. And I'm just sorry that you have to go through what you're going through with these you know, people who are trying to come against you.
With these liars.
You know, I don't understand.
You can use with the liars.
I really don't I don't understand why they're doing that, because the information that you're putting out there, it's relative, it's godly, and I've grown so much just from the broadcast, just from the classes and everything, and it's really strengthening and you know, and I'm just sorry that you have to go through that, but that's all I called for, is to thank you and to verify the email address. So thank you for all you do.
Well, praise be to the Most High, sister. And listen, let me make it clear to you, okay? I know you feel for me, and I'm sorry you have to go through this, but this is what the devil does, and this is what they did to Christ, right? Like, the example I can give you real quick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they cannot say anything evil against the work, they have to make something up that would do what? Put a stumbling block so that others doesn't trust us. And they're doing this because this work has surpassed anything that they were doing. And I can say that with that UPK thing where the guy said Elder Ricard Sean was over the seas with some little girls. He said that out of his mouth, knowing that he's lying, okay, and unconfirmed. If he was a man of the Most High, he wouldn't be saying stuff like that. He would have brought proof to confirm this, so to stop what? Any evil from going forward going in the future. He would have brought some people there who can confirm, because the Bible says that in the mouth of one or two witnesses let all things be established. And he's a man who claimed to be following the law.
So
like women. Now, the other thing is, you have another brother who used to be affiliated with our church, right?
Uh-huh.
Told us that he would never say anything wrong against the church. Said he would change his number and he just have to get his life together, and he would never speak against the church. And then bring another brother on his channel with a one-sided story years later concerning an instance that he was the regional elder over. I don't deal with the daily goings of each church. What I do is, if something happens in a church, it's reported to the bishop. The bishop reports to the regional elder. The reports are made, and then it comes to me. I'm over tens of thousands of members of the church throughout the earth. He was the regional elder over it at the time that he claimed it happened. Only to sit on the couch 3 years later and claim and try to tie something to Philadelphia, because he know the church started in Philadelphia. Evil.
My God.
Evil. And then on top of that,
I'll agree.
Listen, on top of that, the brother that he had on his couch, listen to this. The night before he came, was on the broadcast, I said, brother, I knew nothing of any of this, but I'm willing to have a counsel with all the witnesses so that you can have judgment on this. If what you're saying happened, I will not receive what you're saying one-sided without all parties. Now, do you want to get this resolved now that I'm involved? Because I didn't know what happened back then. Or are you going to go before that and stand on that panel and say something before the world that can be a stumbling block before people? He says, no, I'm going to sit on that couch. Oh. And I said, brother, that's all I needed to hear. Why? Because you don't really want justice. There's something going on with you. And he's going to utilize you one-sided because there's mm-hmm. something going on with him. Mm-hmm. You never trust a man who said there's going to – never trust a man like that. And
yeah,
so even the – listen, sister, even the other day, I found new details of the matter now that it has come to my desk, and I reached out to the brother again the day before yesterday and said, brother, would like you come in with the elders mm-hmm. and talk about this? The same brother who months ago who went out there spewing that he was hurt and something happened to him with a woman.
Oh,
first he said, it's a blessing. I'll call you later. But then he sent the message, same thread, and said, never mind, and sent some scriptures. So the Bible says in John 3:18, here's the condemnation that comes into the world, that the men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Anyone who does right cometh to the light. So if you wanted justice mm-hmm. like you claim, you would have went there with a one-sided story. You would have came to us
Absolutely.
To get to the bottom of it so that we could judge the matter with these people who you claim did you wrong. So it wasn't really about him. So it really wasn't about resolving his issue. It was about him sitting down with a malcontent to throw something negative on the church to be a stumbling block to other people. But sister,
right.
I'm fine because I didn't do any of what they're talking about. I have nothing to do with it. See, but the person that allowed him on his couch wanted to tie me in because he knew I came. I started the church in Philadelphia, and it would have people out there believe that this is what's going on right up under Elder Ricasio's nose in Philadelphia. And it would have people believe, without knowing the details, that that's the reason why that brother is no longer. I'm speaking of the man who have his podcast. It would have people believe mm-hmm. that that's the reason he really left but didn't say anything, which is a lie.
Oh, my God.
Okay? So I'm not playing with it no more. I'm not playing with it. I'm willing to deal with it face on because people are indirectly attacking me through other people because they're cowards. I'm not dealing with it no
more.
Well,
stay strong. Just stay strong and trust in a higher, and you'll be good. And they're not supposed to put stumbling blocks. It's scriptures that said you're not supposed to put a stumbling block in your brother's way. And like you said, if he was out for the right thing, he would come. He would definitely approach you and handle it in an appropriate manner. So I'm just glad that. It's not affecting you, and please continue to do what you're doing because you're saving lives, and it's just wonderful to see a brother of your magnitude, handling things. So thank you.
Well, thank you, sister, and bless you, and stay safe now, all right?
Thank you. I will.
Shalawah. See, and that's another disease that's worse, that's worse than a physical disease. One who would sow discord, one of the seven deadly sins. And the Most High hates that amongst, above all sin, is a brother who would sow discord amongst brothers. Evil. 610 area code. Shalawam, how are you?
Hey, Elder, how you doing, man?
I am blessed by the Almighty. It couldn't be better. Going into the Sabbath. Awakening the people, giving brothers and sisters the information they need to persevere and to navigate through this evil world. I couldn't be better. I was born for this. Talk to me.
As you should, Elder. I really appreciate you, man. I've been listening. I'm a Patriot member. I'm also in the Academy. I was calling in today after listening to the lesson and hearing about the baptism situation that you're setting up. I just wanted to try and call again to, you know, request that someone call me so I could be initiated into the church. I called prior before, but I know you guys are busy, and, you know, so I've just been waiting for the right chance. I'm Ted from Upper Darby, and I've been trying to get with the Philadelphia, the Church of Philadelphia.
Well, there's no better time than now, my brother. And if you send that email, gatheringasone@aol.com, Deacon Shawan will call you back almost. He will call you immediately. You'll have a call no later than Tuesday. You have
Deacon
my word.
Shawan.
Deacon Shawan right. will call you.
Got you, Elder. I appreciate you, man. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you, sir. Bless you.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. 404 area code.
Me? Uh-oh. Is that me, Elder? So,
that's you.
Elder, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Awesome. I'm doing pretty good out here in the West in all this traffic. I just wanted to chime in, Elder, because I hadn't called in a long time, and but, you know, I'm always on the grind. I'm always listening in, and I mean, you know, I'm always involved in everything. So I just wanted to say, you know, just keep your head up. We got your back. And, yeah. And also,
okay,
when are you going to be able to come down to the A and do the baptism there? Because I don't think I'm going to be able to make it. I want to try to – I'm going to try to make it to the DMV area, but I don't know. It's going to be kind of rough for me because I want to get my wife and son baptized.
You mean in the Atlanta area?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, we have a church there. Just send an email to gatheringasone@aol.com, and if you can't get to the mass baptism we're going to have, it's going to be absolutely outstanding. We'll still arrange for you to get baptized in your locale. We have a church there in Atlanta with no issue at all.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I'll do that,
then. Just send an email to us. Just say, listen, baptism request. gatheringasone@aol.com. Call me as soon as possible. That's all you have to put in there. And we'll respond back with all the details you need to be baptized. All right? But, yes, as we travel throughout the earth, this is not a one-off, but I'm going to make sure we get as many done during that seventh month with myself personally putting people in the water this seventh month. So I'm sacrificing that time to put people in the water and knowing that soon – things are going to change for the worse in the earth. And we're going to need all these people who are coming under Christ's hedge. Those who would like to be on the outside, I'm fine with that. The kingdom is for few. I want to only be with like-minded people who have the same mind towards gathering and finishing Christ's work. Murmurers, people who would cause dissension, complainers, all of them can be in a bubble by themselves on a sinking ship. No time for it.
I'm with you.
All right. If you want to work, if you want to finish Christ's work, I'm with you. All right. My brother.
Yes, sir.
All right. Shalom.
Okay. Shalom.
My brother. 912. I think I just had 912, I believe. 912. Were you just on the call?
Sir, I was.
Hello? All right. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
sir,
you again.
I was...
Okay. All right, I'm going to place you on hold. 850 area code. There's only two more, and after that, it ends the Patreon. I hope you all understand the connection between these diseases and how they're going to use this to spread COVID, HIV, and all of that. The zombie apocalypse is upon us, and we must separate ourselves and be careful who we lay down with and who we choose to partner with for life. Okay? Serious out here. 850 area code.
Hello.
Shalom.
Shalom, Elder.
How are you?
Hello. All right. So the caller before me, he had just asked a question. I was just going to ask because I was trying to see if I can't make it to the mass baptism. I was going to, me and a couple of my family members, we want to see if we can go to the Atlanta body and get baptized as well on that day.
Okay.
And he said go to gathering as one.
Yeah, the email. Gathering as one. That's C. That's G A T H E R I N G A S. The number one at AOL.com. Send an email, baptism, your detail. Send an email, and we'll get right back with you.
Okay,
no doubt about it.
Baptism request.
Baptism request, your name and contact information. All right?
Okay. The water.
Ayendabar. Bless you, my brother. Welcome to the fold.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 256 area code, and after this, 920, and that will conclude our Patreon update for this week. Your phone is fumbling a little bit. 256 area code. I'm going to place you on hold and get back with you. It's probably you need to, you know, do something with your phone, 256. I'll be right back in a moment. 920 area code.
Hello?
Shalom. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, my gosh. One love. My name Greg Williams, and I've been listening to you guys. I did a little time in jail. It was like 2012, and I was staying in my sister's house, you know, and my brother-in-law, he gave me a phone. And I was going through, like, the conscious community. I knew a little bit of things before the internet. Like, you guys, I was already on the block, church. But anyway, I found you guys.
Okay.
I've been listening to y'all for years. So, you know, I've been definitely, you know what I mean, aware to be alive. And I know my bloodline is of Christ. And I would love to be a part of this body. I live in Green Bay, Wisconsin. You hear me? But I'm originally from Chicago, but I've been here for a while, and I need some good mentorship. I need that same like-mindedness that you spoke about. You know, my kind of fellas, I'm into music, you know, but not like a buck dancer, dancing with two left feet type music. No, I love your jams. I love your son style. You hear me? And I just know I need to be connected with you guys. So I got through. I can't believe I got through. But I'm here, and I would love to meet you in person.
Okay. Hey, brother, listen.
Hello.
listen, the feelings are mutual.
Man.
Anytime.
I'm alone.
Anytime,
I'm here.
Hey, brother, listen, anytime you're not really alone. You're still with us. Even Paul, he thought he was alone, and Christ and told him there's 5,000 men that haven't bowed to Baal. You're not alone, brother. You're with us, at least in spirit. What's your name and how old are you?
I'm going on 47. Don't look my age. I'm going on 47. And
well, you know, they say Judah or black don't crack. So, hey, listen,
no
I'm
doubt.
A little older than you. You know, it's just how you treat yourself. It's how you treat yourself and making sure you're taking care of your temple, you know, and
yes,
your age grades, right?
I've been in a struggle, you know, and I know that I can't be lukewarm. And I know just at the end of the day, no excuses for old thing like me, because I know better. Either you choose life or death. Period.
That's it. And we're going to choose
so
life,
like,
my brother. This is what we're going to do. You're in Green Bay.
And I need to reach out. I need somebody that can be a great help to me, as well as myself being a great help to others with the right partnership. Brotherly Love. That's one of my favorite songs. Brotherly Love.
Were you born in Green Bay, Wisconsin, or did you move there?
No, I was born in Chicago. I was born in Chicago in a historic area. I actually, my grandmother lived around the corner from Al Capone. I stayed right there with the Nation of Islam, their main temple. Now, as a kid,
I remember,
I was always inquisitive about these things. You hear me? I was so inquisitive about Christ and everything. Like, I had found the truth out through books about Caesar Borgia and all that. So when you guys came on, y'all just put the icing on the cake, because I knew it was a lot of foolery and coonery and a lot of, you know, misinformation given to our people even back then as a youngster. You know, living in Milwaukee, my father brought me into this word, and it grew. He passed away at my age 20-some years ago, so...
Well, what brought you
I'm
to Green
here,
Bay, though?
I'm here to hold you guys up.
You in cheese country.
Yeah.
What if taking
yeah,
you
I'm
into
up here
I mean,
at cheese
country.
Yeah, a bunch
of
our
people
are
hanging out in Green Bay right now, Wisconsin. Right?
Yeah, man. No doubt.
Well,
I'm around the corner from my mother.
What brought you to Green Bay? What brought you to Green Bay?
What brought me here? You know, I lived in Iowa before I came here because I had family that stayed up north. Like I was, my uncle, he was married to a white woman. They had no kids, and they said I favored him, and I was light skinned, so I could have mixed in. But as I was like 14, he came and got me and my kid brother from Chicago because my mother was, you know, in the struggle, and so my father, he came along in the path, and I'm so proud of him. I had no bad dreams of him. Satan couldn't use, like, angels, like it's my daddy. Like, nah, that ain't him. So they couldn't use that on me. But I know, like, wow,
let me ask you this.
On this call.
Okay, well, let me ask you this because I want to help you with this. So are you currently in a relationship in Wisconsin?
Man, I'm single. I got a daughter. Her name is Gabrielle Love. She's in a Vogue magazine. She's exceptional. Her music is just out of sight. That's my daughter.
Yeah.
Like she moved from Cali to New York and her brother to what she's doing. But I got a granddaughter. I have siblings. You know, I got my mother's here, you know. So
congratulations. So let's do this, brother.
Yeah,
let me have your name again.
Gregory Williams.
Jr. This is what I'm gonna do, brother. I'm gonna put up a prayer for you, brother, this weekend. And what I'd like you to do is send an email to gatheringasone@AOL.com. That's the number. Gatheringasone. That's AS1@AOL.com. And just put your name in it and say you spoke to me on the broadcast and that you would like to connect with the church and join the church, and we'll get a response to you so we can find someone somewhere, at least regionally, close in proximity to give you phone calls regularly and get you linked in with the body before this.
And can I get that one more time? I jumped up quick. Gathering as one. Okay.
Gathering as one. It's
as
not one.
One
spelled out. It's the number one. Gathering,
okay.
GATHERINGAS,
yep.
One, the number yep. one, at AOL.com.
Yep.
Okay?
At what?
AOL. AOL.
Okay. AOL. Okay.
AOL.com lets you know how old I am. I still have an AOL account. I mean, from when it first went online.
I already know.
Through the telephone. That, and AOL was really the internet. That's how old this email is. All right?
Wow.
You know,
but I watch y'all. I know the truth tastes good when it's a belly full of lies. And I've studied just my inquisitive. I know that I have Judah in my bloodline because I can just like feel like I even say to myself, I'm wiser than Solomon. Because if he would have knew what
that.
I know, all of us got
I don't know
because
he
was a
Solomon, but I believe you got that lion in you, though, that lion of Judah. But thank you, brother, make sure you reach out.
No doubt.
Reach out. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and you have a great Sabbath, all right?
You as well, my brother. One love.
Bless you. One love. All right, that concludes our Patreon for the week. I'll see you tomorrow as we go into our lesson. The accuser of the brothers are cast down. 12 noon. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. Watch who you interact with, and especially the person whom you're seeking to partner with. We're now living through the zombie apocalypse. With that, may the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up, sin not. Have a great weekend. And keep in mind, the Most High is calling back Israel. Let's get our spirit together going into the month of atonement. Shalom.